Welcome to the Speak in Flow podcast. Let's unleash your leadership voice. Listen in to the untold stories of high-performing leaders, where they will reveal their golden takeaways to help you become fearless communicators and fast-track your career. Join us for the journey. Welcome to the Speak and Flow podcast, dear listeners, where we dive into techniques and strategies to change the way our world communicates for the better. Today's episode is all around executive communication. I had the opportunity to interview an entrepreneur, Kimi, and also a corporate leader, Michelle, around executive communication. And so in this episode, I thought to bring in all the learnings that I've discovered through our interviews, as well as bring in some components that I've developed along the way and what executive communication means to me. Let's face it, our world has changed quite a bit. And I think that before, executive communication meant that you had to have a pedigree, you had to have the right education, knowledge, and that is how I demonstrate executive communication. It's not true anymore. So today we're going to dive into the 8 components of what it is. And first, it's vision. Then second, be concise. Third, present powerfully to a group. Fourth, influence. Fifth, know how to manage a crisis. Sixth, provide powerful open feedback. 7, be authentic. And then 8, know whether to do digital or live. First, have a clear vision. Have a powerful vision for the future. Make it so clear in your mind. And once you have that clear, you communicate it in a way that is concise and effective. Without having a clear, concise vision, people are lost. People don't know what their role is. People don't know what to do. So you lose productivity and you lose your respect as a leader. So take the time to reflect and take the time to find relevant examples, stories to illuminate the direction that you want your team to go. Really paint that visual, a picture of where you want them to be, and be clear and specific. Then have some follow-up, right? And tie your goal, your team's objectives and goals to the strategic direction, to the vision of the future. And then have regular follow-up. Once you have the vision, once you're following up with where the team is going, then you want to continue to be concise. Concise with your words, bottom line it. How am I going to say what I need to say in the fewest words possible? That's a question you could ask yourself. If you're spending a lot of time bringing too much fluff in or going off in a tangent, people get annoyed. We just don't have the time and we don't have the luxury of time. So ask yourself, how can I say the exact thing in the fewest words possible? And then if you need to add to it, great. Be intentional about what you add to your communication. And so once you've mastered the skill of being concise or understand how to do that, third, go to presenting powerfully. Develop your ideas and present it to a large group. This demonstrates your ability to lead and be effective as a leader in front of a group. One-to-one is important. One-to-one builds meaningful relationships. And then go to the group and present it in a way that exudes your leadership. If you're still feeling nervous, and I know a lot of you may still feel that way, I share a lot of techniques and tools to help you get more into a confident state using some breath work. This is a really powerful one that I like and I've been using lately, which is taking one breath and then another one and then exhale. You can do one, hold it at the top or exhale, but you could take 2 after your inhale, and then take another one And then exhale. And if you're still feeling nervous, use your nervousness to elevate your performance. Those nerves are there to actually elevate. So if you're not afraid of them, use them to turn your nerves into excitement. My daughter uses a very fun phrase called nervous-sighted. I'm nervous-sighted. So transforming your nerves into excitement and elevating your performance, even in presenting to a large group. You'll be seen as an effective leader. And after you present your ideas, the fourth key to executive communication is influence. How do you influence people and the ability to embrace, help them to embrace your idea? How do you transform naysayers into believers of your idea? And that begins both at the beginning, before you even enter the room. Michelle said this great, pre-socializing, before you enter into a meeting, talk to the individual naysayers that may not be on board with you. Ask questions. When someone is furious, get curious. Ask questions, where are they coming from? What causes them to be a naysayer? What causes them? They're probably really concerned, and you want to give them the time to talk to you about their experiences, talk to you about their concerns, and ask the relevant questions and really put yourself, and when you're listening to them, really listen. Be present and put yourself in their shoes. And then include relevant examples and stories. And how, potentially help them to transition where they're from to where you want them to go. And so that is one key technique you can use for building influence. Then once you build some influence, you have the allies, you have people on board with you, you move into crisis management. Of course, not everything's going to go the way you want. There's going to be some crisis, there's going to be some obstacles. So your ability to manage the crisis is also included in your executive communication. Most people will go into the crisis and get consumed, they get emotional, and then suddenly everybody is communicating the wrong information. When there's a crisis, it's important for you to take a leadership role and breathe and be objective. Ask the right questions. Sometimes people's perspective, even though it seems real in their mind, is probably not the real story or real objective perspective. And so you have, as a leader, can ask the right questions and then formulate what the objective communication is. Be authentic, be timely with your communication. If you don't have all the information, tell them, right? Be authentic. I'm waiting for the right information. I'll give you, this is what I know. And if when I have the relevant information, the more accurate information, I'm going to share that with you. Right now, this is what I have. So be timely with managing the crisis, as well as be accurate in the information you share with people. And that requires that you answer, you ask the right questions. Then providing effective feedback. The sixth component of executive communication, provide open, honest feedback. I know sometimes feedback can be very challenging because you don't want to hurt people's feelings. You don't want them to feel bad. And there's a way to do this so that it's both respectful and also mutually beneficial for everyone. You're going to have the opportunity to get to know the person. They're going to get to know you or where you're at. So don't be afraid to have this open dialogue. As a team leader, you want to have the entire team feel comfortable providing feedback in a way that's respectful, specific, objective, timely, and curious. Also get to the perspective of the person that you're talking to. Which leads me into the seventh piece, which is authenticity. Authenticity is interesting because, as I mentioned before, executive communication can be perceived as I have authority over you and I have all this experience, and so I'm only going to show you that. Nowadays, authenticity means that I am real. I'm a person. Yes, I have experience, and I also have some potential areas to improve. And it's okay for me to show that. I talk about how authenticity, when you hide some of your potential perceived weaknesses, people can't get a sense of you. They can actually sense that you're closed off. So allowing yourself to do some reflection of where your strengths are and also where your perceived areas of improvement, and accept them. Be accepting of them and find help to either improve it or find other allies to help support you in this area. That will help you to feel authentic and be seen as that leader of respect, because most leaders are respected when people can connect with you. But if you have a guard up not being authentic, they're not going to be able to connect with you, and then therefore the trust that you lose trust as a leader. Then finally, the eighth component is know when to use live or digital communication. With so many modes and platforms and how to connect digitally, I think it's powerful to be able to know when you talk live and when to talk digitally, because as a team, it's important. It's important, especially if you, so there's two things that you want to consider. How well you know each other, and how clear the situation or the direction is. First, if you don't know each other well, maybe a team is forming and you don't know the direction, people don't know the direction, it's very unclear. That lends itself to a live meeting. When it's unclear, when you don't know, because when you're live, then people can read each other's verbal cues, body language. You miss that when we're in this small box, virtual box. So take the time to gather people, especially when the time is complicated. You don't know what's happening, and they don't know each other. But if there's clear direction and people know each other, then digital communication is a powerful way. You save time. You don't have to travel back and forth, but you could do follow-ups. You can have a quick conversation over a digital platform. So knowing when to use each is an important skill as a leader and demonstrates your executive communication and intention for your meeting. So you know what the purpose of the meeting is and the platform. So all of these components, I know I said a lot today, but those are your opportunities. When you dive into each and master each, you will have an executive presence and communication that demonstrates you as the powerful leader that you are, that's here to make a difference. If you have any questions about these, I invite you to message me. I invite you to just get on a call with me, and I'm going to start to break these down in the following episodes and give you more clear strategies and techniques to do each. But in the meantime, I can't wait to see you on the other side to the next episode. I'm your sister in flow. Take care.
Thanks for joining the conversation today. Are you curious on how you measure up with your ability to speak in flow? Come grab my free self-assessment at speakinflow.com/assessment. This assessment only takes a couple minutes to fill out. You will get your results within 5 minutes. See how you measure up with your ability to speak in flow and an unshakable confidence. Take the assessment, click on the link in the comments, and I'll see you on the other side.